Welcome to the One Day at a Time podcast with your host and the future leader of the Republic of Wales, Scott Fleer. Now, this might be the only podcast in the world where you actually have to reduce the speed instead of increasing it. However, what I want to get over to you is that the past is gone, the future doesn't exist. So if you want to make the most of your life, you've got to make the most of these moments every single day. And this podcast is going to help you live a healthier, more fulfilled life, hopefully giving you some wisdom to take away every single day. So I'm going to shut up now so you can get on with listening to the next episode. Good morning, gang. I hope you're good. Let's get straight into this voice note. I'm going to keep it short today. I want to introduce you to a tool that I'm going to build into the Macros app because I think it's very important. It is a CBT thought tracker, or a cognitive behavioral therapy thought tracker, negative thought tracker, whatever. And I've been using it for like over a year now. And what's interesting is I'm looking through my old entries and I'm seeing similar patterns come up, right? The mind is a fucker. It will trick you. It will trick you all the time into thinking certain ways. But if you can see the patterns and see how it is tripping you up all the time, time after time, you can then have this like third person view of your own, of yourself, and be like, no, it's just the mind playing tricks. Okay, so let's go through this exercise together. You can think out loud. You know, do not think out loud. Just think quietly because you might be walking, right? So the first question is, I'm gonna ask you, think of something that's negative recently, or if you're feeling quite sad right now, or whatever, any emotion. So where are you right now? Okay, where are you? What are you doing, or what were you doing, and who were you with when you had this emotion, right? And what was the emotion? The next phase is, what was the emotion you feel? Describe it in one word. Were you angry, sad, scared? And rate it on a scale of 0 to 100%. 100% is like top end intensity, right? So you could say sad, 50%, or 5 out of 10. Some of my entries, sad, 5 out of 10. Conflicted, anxiety, 5 out of 10. Very sad, 10 out of 10. Resentment, 6 out of 10. Conflicted, 4 out of 10. Horrible, sad, 4 out of 10. Deflated, 4 out of 10. Okay, so now you've got that. Now the next phase is, what thoughts were going through your mind, right? Or are going through your mind? What memories of images were in your mind, right, when you felt these things? Okay. So one of mine, let me see if I can actually say this one out loud. Yeah, maybe I can. This is from like a year ago. So my situation was, I was sitting in my living room having a lay down. I was on my own listening to podcasts. And I felt sad, unmotivated, 5 out of 10. That's my emotional feeling was. So what was my negative automatic thought? My negative automatic thought, this is over a year ago, was, what am I doing? Why am I bothering? What's the point in all this? Feeling trapped, potentially lonely in this journey. Okay, that's what I thought. That was my negative, automatic, negative thought. The next part's important. You know, what evidence supports the thought? What facts support the truthfulness of the image and the thought? Right? So what's the point in this? Like, what facts have I got to show that? Like, am I feeling trapped and lonely? Do I have anything to support it? And I think, well, you know, what am I doing? Well, my job is to help other people in rugby warfare and stuff. You know, why am I bothering? Well, I'm trying to help people every day and feeling trapped and lonely. And, you know, what's supporting that is, well, I'm working from home all the time, every day, working from home in my own office on my own. Okay. So that's the evidence. The next phase is very important as well, is evidence that does not support that thought. So what experiences indicate that this thought is not completely true all of the time? If my best friend had this thought, what would I tell them? Are there any experiences which contradict this thought? Okay. And of course, for me, there is. So I get a massive sense of purpose on days I'm doing the same work. I would tell my best friend that it's just a downer of a moment. It's not a day. It's not your entire journey. It will pass. A sense of joy. You get a sense of joy when helping others. And you're just on your own, maybe a bit too much, right? That's what the evidence to not support the you know, why am I bothering? What's the point? Feeling trapped and lonely. Like, the evidence against that is, you know, like, what I'm thinking, what am I doing? So the alternative thought is, after you've gone through that, is, well, I just had a little downer of a moment due to inactivity or working on my own for a bit too many days, or just not having a sense of joy that day. Could be the weather causing it, but it's just temporary. Also an annoyance at losing progress in the gym before going away. So the alternative thought's gone from, and then, you know, what's your emotional feeling afterwards? And it was like, you know, I went from a 5 out of 10, sad and motivated, to a 7 out of 10, feeling decent, okay? So my end conclusion is just a momentary feeling. You know, I love what I do, keep going, okay? So look at the difference, right? So my initial negative thought was, what am I doing? Why am I bothering? What's the point? I'm feeling trapped and lonely. What's the point of me doing all this? Right? Very black and white, throwing big things out there. And then you go through this process and you type it out, you answer a few questions. And at the end, you're like, just had a little downer of a moment, sitting down on the couch, listening to some podcasts, realizing, you know, maybe I haven't moved enough for today. I haven't really been going to the gym consistently and I need that. I've been working alone. I haven't had that human connection. It's just a momentary thing, right? Get up. You enjoy what you do. You love it. Okay, the difference is staggering in those two thoughts, and this is an exercise you can do, okay? And I think everybody should have one of these thought trackers. I have posted in the Turtle membership group, but we will incorporate it into the app, and you'll just go through and answer these questions, type them out, and at the end you'd rate it, and then we can go and see, we can track your negative thoughts in as well and see how they can impact your journey. But I hope that was helpful to go through it. Like, you know, I've got loads of entries and I am seeing very, you know, similar. And this is a negative thought tracker. So like, in reality, it's kind of a negative. I use it as a negative one anyway. So it's not going to be full of joy. But I can see how my mind tricks me up. I can see how it does it. I can see it. And I always feel better after doing it. So I thought I'd give you this tool. If you haven't got it, you can email me, scott@turtle.com. And I'll send you a link so you can copy and paste it for now. You can copy the sheet and you can use it yourself until we get into the app. But I thought this was relevant for your journeys, guys, because, you know, when we're in health and fitness, we know we've got to track our macros. We know we've got to go and get our steps in. But sometimes you think, you know, what's the fucking point? Why? Why are we doing this? We get those moments, right? And sometimes they can extend for the entire day and you can feel it all day. And it can maybe go into 2 days, 3 days. And then before you know it, you're 3 days off track. Right, or it can be what I did, and it be a 5-10 minute thing where I just went through this and I felt better instantly because I went through this process. So hopefully that is helpful for you. That tomorrow's voice note, I'm gonna share a lot of research study stuff. So we do a lot of we look at a lot of new research studies. You know, we go through them and make sure they're in good journals. The research is good, and then we're gonna share a lot of them. We've been working on it. Load of them. So I'm going to be sharing some insights tomorrow, which will be helpful for you. But for today, let's start catching those automatic negative thoughts and let's switch them into an alternative thought, and we will be far better for it. It's like, it's just handing off. Things come in and boof, out it goes. Hopefully that's helpful. Enjoy your Thursday. If you're on a Turtle membership book club tonight, I've been reading The Gift, which is a book, and it's really, really good. And I've been getting a lot out of it. So yeah, if any of you want to read a good book, let me suggest it to you now. Let me just make sure I'm saying the author's name correctly. She was a prisoner of Auschwitz, and, you know, she is a psychologist. Her name is Edith Eger, so E-D-I-T-H-E-G-E-R. The audiobook's really good. And, she talks about, you know, getting over, you know, talks about life, basically. She doesn't really talk too much about Auschwitz. She talks about how she overcome it, and she talks about some of the stories from her clinical experience, and there's a lot to learn from it. So mindset's key, obviously, you've heard that phrase. So yeah, give her a read or a listen, and let me know what you think. But enjoy your day. Remember, focus on today only, please. What's your one big thing today? Get that done, build the momentum. It's all it takes. If we can do these day in, day out, we will succeed, because most people don't. And that's it. Speak tomorrow, everyone. And that is it for today's episode. So hopefully you took something away from it. If you didn't, here's what you need to take away. Stop wasting time on social media. Stop wasting time gossiping. You've only got today to live. Today's the only day you ever have. So if there's anything to take away from this podcast, even if you can't understand the word I say, even if you didn't resonate with the wisdom I try to deliver, this is a reminder of you daily to live one day at a time. Give your moments meaning today and don't be fooled by thinking you've got unlimited amount of days. But if you can make the most of today, I'm telling you, you'll have a fulfilled life. So enjoy your day and hopefully I'll see you back tomorrow. You daily to live one day at a time. Give your moments meaning today and don't be fooled by thinking you've got unlimited amount of days. But if you can make the most of today, I'm telling you, you'll have a fulfilled life. So enjoy your day and hopefully I'll see you back tomorrow.